episode 198.
Really, you're the Academy of the Year. Come on, Mark. Really, come on. Me? Little me? Little me. Academy of the Year. I was shocked when he told me this. I was very honored to get the award. And then when he told me in depth what I was getting to do and go, I was like, wow, I was in more shock. But it was an amazing experience, and it was an honor to actually experience that.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to episode 198 of the Remarkable Results Radio podcast, the automotive aftermarket's powerful resource of online, on-demand content. You know, it's like Netflix for radio. Now, today you'll meet Oscar Manzo, who was bestowed a high honor at Apex 2016. The episode is made possible through the sponsorship of Federal Mogul Motor Parts. I appreciate your support of them. Hey, search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. Have you ever thought about the value podcasts bring to you? Now, I hope you benefit in big ways. See, I'm linking people that need knowledge and want to affirm their strategies in a way that's real easy to digest in your day-to-day life. Hey, don't forget to download the free podcast app to your smart device from the App Store on Apple or Google Play. Get every new episode directly to your phone or tablet as soon as it's released. Just search for Remarkable Results Radio. A shout out to Keith DeFazio, Ken Quasney, and John Moser for joining me on Facebook, and to Sean Hill, Nancy Knight, and Chris Arthur for their new LinkedIn connections. Hey, great to have you on board. This is a special episode for me. I'm with Oscar Manzo, the winner of the 2016 Counter Professional of the Year. This is my first interview with a Counter Professional of the Year honoree. I'm excited about it. This is the 31st year that Babcock's Media has recognized a Counter Professional. Now, counter professionals are the unsung heroes of our industry. They are the keeper of the library of parts knowledge that helps move parts through our aftermarket and create happy customers at the service professional level. I met Oscar and his wife, Susanna, at Apex 2016. We hit it off and set up this interview. He's been at it ever since 1989 when he was a part-time cashier at a parts store. It was his first job ever, and he's dedicated his entire career to the parts business. He is an installer service specialist and inside commercial rep for O'Reilly Auto Parts. By the way, he's been with O'Reilly for over 27 years. Oscar talks about what his service professional customers need from their first call parts store and the changes that he's seen over the years. He talks about what he loves about his job and what it takes to go the extra mile for his customer. Oscar speaks to his family values and the exciting work he does in the community. See more in-depth bio information on Oscar in his own show notes page at remarkableresults.biz/E198. Now, enjoy the discussion with a very humble counter professional of the year 2016. Now, here we go with Oscar Manzo. A warm welcome to Oscar Manzo, the Counterman Magazine Counter Professional of the Year 2016. Welcome, Oscar.
Hello, Carm. Thank you for the opportunity. How are you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm great. Here's how the stars aligned. I'm in the media press room at Apex, and you walk in with Mark Phillips, and I overheard someone say, hey, this is the Counter Professional of the Year. And I knew of your appointment, and I've always wanted to interview a counterman of the year, and you were there. So I kindly went up to Mark, and I says, hey, can I interview Oscar? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. And I went up to you, and here it is now. It is, you know, the beginning of 2017. It took us a bit to hook up, but I am so proud you are here because, you know, I spent my entire life in the distribution business, and it's so great to recognize someone like you.
Thank you.
O'Reilly's, what a great company to be working for. So, Oscar, who nominated you in the company?
My regional manager, Roel Salazar, nominated me for the Counterman Magazine of the Year through Babcock's Counterman Magazine.
Yeah.
And I was shockingly chosen. I was in shock when Mark Phillips called me. And at first I thought he was pulling my leg. I'm all like, really? He's like, yeah, really, you're the Catamaran of the Year. Come on, Mark. Really, come on. Me? Little me?
Yeah.
Little me. Catamaran of the Year. I was shocked when he told me this. I was very honored to get the award. And then when he told me in depth what I was getting to do and go, I was like, wow, I was in more shock. But it was an amazing experience, and it was an honor to actually experience that.
Yeah, you were a big shot in Vegas.
No. I wasn't no big. So I'm just humble, Oscar.
I know. I'm just kidding. So, did you have a chance to ask Mark how many you were up against? How many were vying for the title?
Actually, I did not. It didn't come across. It seemed like it went so fast. So many interviews. So many meet and greets. It just seemed like it went so fast, and we just got to meet each other and just get to know each other's background. And that's pretty much it.
Hey, I have to tell you, it's tough to win that award because I was in the business for a lot of years. I nominated a bunch of people that I worked with or they worked for me. And I don't think I did a good enough job to write up an application. But for you to cream to the top amongst this entire industry, wow. So you took your wife, Susan, with you to Las Vegas. Now, just give us a couple of minutes as to, you know, your impression of how it all went there.
Well, me and Susanna flew in. We got to hang out for, was it 3 days? We got to meet a lot of important people, a lot of people in the business. They put us up a pretty good hotel, a lot of luncheons, dinners, meet and greet. It was just an awesome experience. Overall, the whole trip was just an awesome, phenomenal, I will say, once-in-a-lifetime experience, one that will not be forgotten shortly. It was very nice.
Hey, did you have to give a speech at all?
It's funny you ask that because when I went to my first award ceremony, was it Monday? No, Wednesday. Let me see. I flew up Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? You know, I even forgot. I don't remember. But anyways, when the first time I got there, I got to just get in my hotel, check in, hang out. And the following day, we went to a luncheon. And Mark Filla tells me, oh, you're going to say a speech. And I'm like, oh, wow, really, me? So little should I say, I wasn't ready or expecting that. So once I received my award, I went up on stage and I happened to look up and it was like a deer in the headlights moment. It's like I seen over 300 people in the luncheon room and I was like, well, the only thing that came to mind was, well, the funny thing was that I wasn't ready to say a speech today. But all I can say is thank you very much for the opportunity and the award. I'm very humbled and thankful for that. Thank you. And that's how they came out. I was just lost for words. I wasn't ready for this.
Well, it sounded like you did really good because, you know, had you had a chance to think about it, you probably would have written 50 pages. And
yeah, if I had enough planning, I probably would have wrote a whole book about it.
Yeah,
from the end of my career to present.
So how long have you been a professional?
I've been in the business for 27 years. And it started just as a part-time job after school in high school. And I loved it so much, I just decided to follow the path and just stay there.
And you started with, I think, Cragen's back then, and then it became an O'Reilly's, right?
That is correct. It was Cragen's back in the day, and then O'Reilly's bought us out.
So evolving roles inside the parts business, what have you done to get into to the position you're in today?
Well, when I first got hired, I got hired as a part-time cashier.
All right.
And then once I got out of high school, I decided to go full-time, went into the parts department and the parts counter. Now, let me remind you, back in 89, when I first started, we had those big Bible books. Remember those big counterman catalogs that everyone was fighting for to get a spot in there and look up the parts? Those are my days.
I have to say that I do remember.
I did that part-time, from part-time cashier to full-time parts. And then I ran, I was a key carrier for a couple of years, became my first assistant manager. And then when Cragen started doing wholesale business, I started doing the wholesale business with Cragen's when we first started doing that. And then from there, I just stayed in the wholesale side of the business.
So interesting. So you're in the wholesale side of the business. What's the big changes you've seen in the parts business, say, over the last 20 years?
All I can say is that a lot of more parts availability, more resources are available. Now with the internet, everything's more accessible. We can resource parts a lot easier and faster.
When you say availability, have you seen O'Reilly's put a lot more inventory in your store?
They have put a lot of inventory into my store and our DCs. Pretty much anything that we look for, we can get next day or a few days out from other distributions in the business, in the company, I mean.
So your commercial customer is really saying, hey, listen, we need today's parts today.
That is correct. They say we need it today. Get this car off the rack and get it to me ASAP as soon as possible. And they're willing to just pay the price. We're pretty competitive in the side of the business.
Got it. I'm talking with Anthony Frohwein, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Anthony, when you're in a shop, are you talking tech as well as product?
Whenever I do a physical training, there is product incorporated part of the whole training overall, but it's to maximize the time, whether it's diagnostics, whether it's inspection, whether it's installation. So that way they understand that, hey, by skipping that extra 20 seconds by putting on this set of brake pads and not replacing the hardware, hey, this might be the reason why that I'm getting comebacks. And usually being a ex-shop owner, I understand that the first time you get paid, the second time's free.
And so are the techs really starving for this information?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times you have, we live in an industry where I like to say they cut the roast in half and they don't understand why, but they do it just because they've always been doing that type of an industry. So, you know, to break it through that, they've been doing something for 30 years and they see as they haven't been doing anything wrong, but it starts to open up their eyes to, hey, you know what? It wasn't necessarily wrong, but there is a better way.
So you're really talking to me about an aha moment.
Exactly.
And tell me, when you see that happening more and more from technicians that you're out with, how does it make you feel?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you really feel like you're giving back to the community overall. But ultimately, the way I tell them, you know, I look at every single vehicle that I worked on prior to, or I had my customer, just like I put my family in that vehicle. I look at it as I'm keeping everybody else that much safer because the job's getting done correctly.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. You know, it almost seems like everybody needs to be competitive today. So besides a competitive price and availability, what else is your professional customer really looking to you for?
Basically, he just wants the part availability. He wants quality parts at a quality price and within a timely manner, whether it be from my own distribution center or any local sourcing that is a local available to me. They're willing just to give me the opportunity and the time to get them the right part the first time.
All right. So you just said something so interesting, time. What is your customer expecting for an average delivery time?
Well, we try to shoot for 30-minute delivery time when the part is available in my store. Worst case scenario, my average time, I give the customers an hour or two depending where the part availability is coming from.
But they probably love the 30 minutes or less, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. They love that they get the car in and out quickly.
What's your favorite part of your job?
My favorite part is going in with an open mind and just know that every day is going to be different. And just every day is a learning experience. That's how I look at it when I go to work.
Yeah. You know, being a counter person in this world today, you can never be bored, can you?
It's a different day, pretty much. Every day is going to be different. Pretty much, there's times where you play detective. You got to just look around and try to get your customer happy and find a part no matter what you need to do. Turn over leaves. Pretty much like a needle in a haystack. You got to find it.
Oscar, is that a dying part of the business? Because I used to love to do this research, you know, back in the day where, you know, you'd have your paper catalogs and pictures, and you'd really help people dig deep in solving a problem. Do you love that part?
Well, that's the best part. I mean, the harder the better, because that just proves to your customer that you're willing to go the extra mile and do what it takes to get him to get his job done correctly for his customer.
Does your store have any of those old paper catalogs sitting in the back, you know, some of the buyer's guides that you would occasionally go look up?
Oh, we still got them in the store, definitely. That's books are more reliable than computers, I think, because everything has their flaw. Even cows have their flaws, but it's always best when you try to find a part hard to find. The picture guides are always good, helpful, and the resource and the crossovers in the back of the catalog is the best part of having paper catalogs in the store.
So how are you keeping up with the new technology that the technicians are running into? I mean, you've got to stay pretty darn close to what they're looking for. Where are you getting your training?
Basically, just hands-on or just any training that we get through the store. There's a lot of reading that I do myself personally that I like to keep up with up-to-date stuff. As you know, the new technology, electric cars, a lot of stuff that people are not very knowledgeable with. It's always good to do a lot of reading and stay informed on the newer technology vehicles.
And do you ever do any online courses?
I do online courses at work, just basic training that we do at work and other stuff that's offered at work that I usually do on a daily basis or weekly basis myself.
How important is customer service to you for your customer?
Oh, customer service is number one. Without the customer, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing today.
Got it. Hey, do you ever get out much and go see your commercial customer?
I tend to get out maybe like once a week here and there. I even go visit them on my lunch hour just to see how they're doing and just, you know, shoot the breeze and catch up with them, you know. It's always nice to have the face-to-face contact.
Yeah, I bet you they love to see you.
Oh, definitely. They're always it's always a pleasure to see them, and they're always happy when I go stop by just randomly out of the blue, you know.
That's great. Oscar, when you think about parts and tools, anything that's come across your counter lately that you said, wow, I didn't know about this?
I've noticed that a lot of newer technology parts and tools are available for us. And I'm just in awe when, like, for example, for a lot of the newer hybrids, we got batteries, we got a lot of the newer stuff that I didn't know that was readily available to us, which it is now today.
Got any special hobbies?
No, basically just work on my own vehicles, maintenance them, just on the weekend, just a lot of family time. To me, family time is very important. I mean, I think that in today's world, there was so much in a hurry, hustle, and bustle that they forget about the family values. You got to set time aside and always recharge with the family and stay close, connected, you know?
So tell me about your family.
Well, I've been married for 25 plus years with my beautiful wife, Susanna. I have a 22-year-old son, a 16-year-old daughter. I have two beautiful grandbabies, a 3-year-old and a 9-month-old.
How cool is that?
Being a grandpa's the best part. I love seeing them, and it's just the special bond that you have with them, you know?
And I guess that's why family is so important to you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what else do you do? I mean, when we were talking before, you had mentioned Lowe's Family Projects?
Yeah, my wife is actually an HR manager for Lowe's. And I like to stay humble and donate back, give back to the community. Once a year, they have a project where we either renovate or help do a community project, give back to the needy. In the past, we'd help the less fortunate, whether it be food banks, renovating the men's, women's shelters. Basically, that's what we do for a hobby. I guess you could say it's a hobby because the way I look at it, you got to stay humble, give back to your community, give back to the less fortunate.
Good for you. You met a friend at a wedding. You haven't seen him in a while. And he comes up to you and he says, hey, my son loves cars. I know you're in the parts business. You work for O'Reilly's. Give him some advice. Should he join the business?
I would say definitely join the business. If you're a car enthusiast like I am, I mean, that's the best place you can actually go because you learn about cars. You get to honestly on a database coexist and with your coworkers and your everyday, whether it be a retail or wholesale professional customer, you get to grow the business with either or. It's a good place to work at. I would definitely suggest him going that route.
Excellent. So good advice for people that want to join the industry. What's the best advice you've ever gotten?
I think that the best advice that any customer has given me is just be truth and honest with me. Don't lie to me because I think what number one thing is I'm not gonna say a lot of people, but a lot of my competitors like to overpromise and underachieve, and I just like to be honest and sincere with them. You know, I don't have the part in the stock, but I can find it for you. It may take me a while, but just be honest. I think don't leave them lingering, thinking that it's gonna be their into 30 minutes or less.
You know, you're so right about that. You know, because if you can't deliver in your normal time frame and you told someone the truth, hey, it's going to take an hour and a half. We've got to go to a hub store or whatever to get it. They still may buy it from you, but they then know they have to schedule properly. But if you didn't tell them properly and they were expecting your, 30-minute or under normal delivery didn't come in, you just made someone mad.
Correct. That is correct. And here's the funny part is they always remember the bad and not the good.
Always. I mean, I think that's our human nature.
Yes. Yes.
So what's being successful mean to you?
I think that being successful is just your ability to overcome obstacles and hurdles in your every day-to-day business life and just meeting that goal that everyone expects you to be at, whether it be your customers, your own personal life, or your management team, that, you know, you got to be successful. That's the way I look at it. That's just my theory of life.
So you're part of a team at O'Reilly's.
Correct.
What would they say is your biggest strength?
I think my biggest strength is being charismatic and very personable, approachable. I'm open to everybody. I just love to talk to people and just make their day get better or just make their day, you know?
Wow. That's just great. So go way back for me, okay? Go way back. What did you want to grow up and be, Oscar?
You know, it's funny you say that because when I was growing up, I was like, oh, I want to be a police officer. And then, oh, I want to be an engineer. Oh, I want to be a firefighter. It had so many ideas growing up, you know. And then so happened to be like I got my first car at 16. And then just interest me on how the mechanics of vehicles work, how engine works and how vehicle stops. I got interested for it. So I got into the automotive trade. I actually took automotive shop class in high school, and it just went from there. I got so involved with cars that I just pursued it.
It really has been a pleasure, Oscar, to interview the Counterman Magazine Counter Professional of the Year for 2016. Knowing that I spent so much of my time in the distribution business, it's great to have someone who came up the way I did in the industry. So thank you so much for being here. Do you have any final, like, great, you know, words of wisdom that you kind of live by every day?
No, I just think that you got to set goals for yourself and reach them. I mean, nothing's unreachable. It's you got to have that go-getter kind of attitude, you know? Never say never. Because I don't believe never, no, or never exists in my vocabulary.
That's smart.
You got to just stay positive and move forward.
That's smart. Hey, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Carm.
I learned a lot. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining. You can sure see how Oscar Manzo could win such a high honor. He is so dedicated to his customer and is a team player. But his strong family values and humbleness defines his legacy. Find additional show notes on Oscar Manzo at remarkableresults.biz/E198. Now, any questions or comments, email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. I get a ton of mail, and thank you for it. Hey, you're an important reason I bring you these interviews so you can profit from the stories told in each episode. Hey, tell a friend, and thanks for your ongoing support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.